You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Do you know what you called in for?
Yeah, rattle off.
Okay.
Sorry, it was very hard to hear.
Was it?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Did we pronounce your name properly?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Ammon. What's the origin of that name?
It originally comes from the Book of Mormon. I come from a Mormon family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
Great. What do you do for a living?
I work for Terminix Pest Control.
Oh, yeah. Killing spiders, huh? Killing spiders.
Yeah,
you guys were making the rounds in my neighborhood yesterday. Not yesterday. A couple days ago. Ringing doorbells, seeing if people wanted pest control. It was another one of those instances.
I mainly the commercial side.
Really? It was another one of those cases where I totally caught the guy off guard when he said, you know, if you have a pest issue, you want to get rid of pests. And I said, no, I actually like them. Is it possible for you guys to bring more in?
Round them up.
Round them up from the other houses and bring them in. I think they're beneficial. And he was like,
yeah. You know, Ammon, I once had an issue with your company, and I talked about it on the show. Would you like to know what that issue was?
Sure.
I was behind one of your vehicles at an intersection, and it had some sort of sticker thing on the back of the pest control vehicle that said something like, this vehicle will not go any faster than, I don't know, like 40, 50 miles an hour. The idea being, you know, we are very careful and safe. However, my problem with that is, if I've got bugs, you better haul ass at like 80 miles an hour to get over there.
They're in my bed.
I do not want you guys dallying just because of something known as a speed limit. You've got to come get these bugs out of my house, dude. Okay? So
well,
hurry.
It's funny you say that because I actually pulled over to, you know, talk to you guys.
Right. So somebody's house
so
right
somebody's
now.
Somebody's waiting for Ammon. And he's talking to the boys.
And they've got spiders everywhere.
Appointment today, so.
Do you guys deal with like mice and rats and things like that too? Or is it just bugs?
I do. That's actually mainly what I deal with.
Okay.
Well, I saw
raccoons.
That Denver is like in the top five or whatever for rats
yeah.
in the U.S. Isn't
got
that right?
Rats everywhere. Is that right?
I can't confirm that.
Oh, okay. We just totally made that up. Don't worry about it.
No, we didn't. I'm going to look it up.
We're big with raccoon attacks is what I read.
Top cities.
Get attacked by raccoons.
With rats. I know Chicago is almost always number one.
But was that during the pandemic, though, when everything was shut down and they were just out and about? And all the rats were chilling.
Oh, here we go. Denver is not in the top five. Denver's number 10. That's still
pretty
top
high.
10 for rats.
Still pretty high.
And yeah, Chicago's number one, New York's number two, LA's number three. Denver, the 10th most rat-infested city in America.
Disgusting. That's so disgusting. Do you ever get grossed out? I mean, or are you used to all these pests now? Or do you see a rat run by and you're like, woo?
Yeah, do you ever jump
gross,
up on a chair?
You're kind of used to it now.
I want him to jump up on a chair and scream.
The homeowners are like, why did we call you out, dude?
Oh, my God, that's funny. You know, with as many rats as we have in Denver, one of our professional sports teams should be the Rats.
Yes.
Why not just own it? The Denver Rats.
Why not?
I mean, the marketing would be huge. Everyone would want gear.
Big, mean-looking rat logo.
Yeah.
With like a helmet on, spikes on his back.
Because you're supposed to be striking fear into the heart of your opponent. You know, I mean, Rapids.
Yeah, the Rat would do it.
Rapids is cool. That's
but
fine.
But the rats.
But the rats. That would scare people.
Give the other team rabies.
Ammon, I'm an idea man, so just go with this, okay?
Form a sports team.
You know what? There's also a funny thread on social media. I've seen this on TikTok quite a bit now. It's, I'm going to screw up what they call it, but the idea is that they are fake scaring people. So what it is two people will walk into the room. Only the first person is in on the joke, all right? And they act like they've seen something like a giant spider or a snake, and they and they scream and they jump.
Uh-huh.
And the video is showing how the second person reacts.
They're like, what?
Oh, it's beyond what. I mean, they are losing their minds. I mean, sometimes they jump out of their clothes.
I want to do
it. But you're just faking that you've seen something.
I want to do that.
Oh, my. I'm going to find some and I'm going to send it to you. It's hilarious.
That's
I'm wondering
good.
If, Ammon, you could do that at one of your like you're walking around with your little canister spraying, and then you jump back like, oh my God!
Snake, snake, snake!
Just sort of prank somebody, you mean?
Yeah, but you can't say what it is. You just react. You don't yell spider, snake. You don't say anything. You just react like you're terrified. And people will pee their pants. It's so good.
Or react like that and just be like, hamster, hamster, hamster. Like the cutest rodent ever.
Oh, my God. All right, let's play the game.
It's time.
Ammon's like, I got a call to get on, guys. Can we play the game?
He's busy.
10 seconds. Let's see how you do. Past or present, a lot of them from history, Ammon. Might be easier for you. But we're looking in 10 seconds for five famous painters. Five famous painters. Ready and go.
Van Gogh, Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo.
Dude, where's the Bob Ross at, man?
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't you essentially work? Were all the Ninja Turtles painters? You could have named all the Ninja Turtles, right? They were artsy.
Oh, my God. Ammon, we enjoyed talking to you. Yeah. Have a great day today, right, my friend?
Have fun.
You as well, guys. Have a good one.
Later, Gator.
Well, thank you. Very kind gentleman. Maya, what are you up to today?
Right now, I'm just driving home from getting my emissions done.
Oh, fun morning.
And you passed with flying colors, though, right?
Yes, definitely.
Very good.
What do you think about a sports team in Denver called the Rats? Would you be on board with that?
I heard that. I actually like your point. Be like, we're going to infect the other team and scare them and make them run off like little girls.
There you go. Infect the other team. What other diseases do the Rats carry?
Like little girls. I don't know. They can be, are rats rabid? I don't know.
So I was just thinking like rabies, hantavirus. What's lassifever?
I mean, they carry the black plague, so.
The black plague.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's right. That's kind of a biggie.
Yeah. So like, you know, if like, for instance, if the Avalanche were the Rats instead, and now they got to go to Seattle, you could say a plague is about to strike the Great Northwest. Here come the Rats.
There's all sorts of things these things carry. If you Google diseases that rodents carry, my God.
You know, the next thing I'm going to Google here real fast, Maya, I'm going to see if there is a professional sports team called the Rats anywhere. Professional sports team, Rats.
I feel like somewhere should do that. Like, somewhere, like in France, they should just have a team called that.
France?
Like, embrace the
France.
The France Rats.
They carry something called rat bite fever.
There are the River Rats.
Yeah.
A few towns have River Rats. The Albany River Rats is a minor league professional hockey team. All right. Pizza Rats?
That was a viral sensation. The pizza rat. It was the rats going around New York City pulling around slices of pizza, and they were called.
Oh, that's right.
It was Pizza Rat.
Anyway. What do you do for a living, Maya?
I'm actually a homemaker.
Okay. What are you gonna be doing today? Like, what's on your agenda today now that you've got your inspection done?
Honestly, probably just doing a fun makeup look. I like to do that. So, and then my kids have multicultural night at their school tonight. So,
okay.
What is your fun makeup look going to be?
I'm trying to do like an upside down eye look for my son's therapist because she's getting married in 4 weeks.
Okay.
And she's got super hooded eyes. So I'm trying to do an eyeshadow that's upside down.
So do you stand on your head when you do it, or what? What are hooded eyes?
There's like heavy,
whenever you
like heavy
open
lids.
Your eyes, and the lid of your eye is like completely covered by the top part.
Yeah, it's like a heavy lidded thing.
Well,
all right,
cool.
So what you're doing would kind of like balance that out in a way. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, can you just put tape on that? Like tape them up? A little scotch tape?
Good.
I don't think so. And I have seen people who've gotten surgery for it, and it just looks weird. You should just embrace how you look. Like,
Perfect. I love that. Yeah, I tell my wife that. Embrace how you look.
I know a couple of people who had their who have the ears that stick out, like a car with its doors open, you know? And they had the whole surgery where they kind of pin their ears back against their head.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it would be the same thing with the heavy lids, right?
Sounds painful.
I don't get the point of that either. People should just love how they are.
Oh, I had a buddy that had to do that. He got the surgery and pinned him back, and he was much more confident after that. They really stuck out. He was so much more. He could like ride a bike. He was much more aerodynamic.
Yeah.
And not get, you know, pulled off.
If he went fast enough on his bike, he turned his ears horizontally and he could like lift off. Like he could get airborne.
It was like a glider.
So yeah, they were like flaps on a plane.
That's why he had to do it.
So easy for you to say, Maya. You don't have ears like that.
He was a blast when we went sailing though, like out on a lake.
Mm-hmm.
Super fast.
Maya, you ready to play Rattle Off? Nobody's really having fun.
I'm having a hell of a time.
Jeremy and I are having a blast, and every caller's like, nah, whatever. Nah.
He's on a boat on a lake, and his ears are so big, they're catching the wind. You see that? Can you visualize it for me? Nope, nothing.
Okay, Maya, let's play Rattle Off. Here we go. 10 seconds.
Let's do it.
10 seconds. Maya, give us the names of 5 monuments or touristy places.
Mm-hmm.
In Washington, D.C., 5 of the monuments or tourist stops in D.C. Ready and go.
Okay, Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial, Jefferson Memorial, Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
Oh, you know, yeah, I gotta say, this lady's a winner!
You got it in right before the buzzer.
Yep. I got to tell you, of all of them, the one that gives me pause and gives me the feels is that Vietnam Wall.
It's so quiet there.
Oh, my God.
And you see the people scratching the names on paper and stuff.
Yes,
and,
it is so moving and touching.
Very much so.
And
absolutely.
Oh, man, it makes me cry.
I used to live in West Virginia, and we went there. I remember going there when I was 8 years old, and it's amazing to see the veteran memorials and just the respect and the love there.
Yes.
Yeah.
People putting candles and flowers and
I like it.
Cards are like their favorite things that their loved ones enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's very powerful stuff.
It's very cool. Maya, you're the champ today. If you will hold on, Josh will come back and he'll chat with you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Look at this, nobody hung up.
That's
so good.
Melissa, what are you doing today?
I am heading into work right now.
Which is
all right, I'm going to ask you the same thing. Wait a second. Oh. Would you like a hoodie or a sweatshirt with a sports team, the Denver Rats? Would you wear it?
Probably not.
No, you don't want a big rat on your shirt.
I'm just doing some market research here, so thank you for that. All right. Jeremy, you're up. What were you going to ask me?
And real quick, a lot of rat experts rolling in on text, and rats apparently do not have rabies. So
they don't?
Rabies jokes have fallen flat now.
Well, apparently everything we've said in the last 20 minutes has fallen
flat.
Fun,
please. Just showed up on the text
line. Based on the people we've been talking to.
Sweet Melissa Pants, what do you do for a living?
I'm administrative.
Whoa.
So I do a lot of paperwork.
A lot of paperwork. What's the industry?
Federal government.
Ooh, ouch.
I dealt with the federal government yesterday. I'm getting my first name changed. And I spent about 45 minutes to an hour in a government office yesterday. And here's what I'm going to say. They were terrific to me. They were so helpful.
Oh, good.
Did you go early in the day?
What?
Did you go early in the day when they were like fresh and chipper?
No, I was there at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Now, that is surprising.
And they could not have been more helpful. I tipped the young woman who was helping me. Have you ever had that happen, Melissa?
Did what?
Have you ever been tipped by anybody coming in to the government office? Or you don't deal with customers, probably. Is that right?
No, I typically don't anymore.
You tipped her?
I tipped her.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, so get a load of this. Huh. If you want this story, Melissa might say, I don't have time for this story. But listen anyway, Melissa. So you got to do this thing where you fill out all these forms, but you don't give them to them. You have to go over to your own little computer terminal in their office and scan each thing, save them, store them somewhere, go to another screen, upload them. I mean, it's a process. And there's no way you could...
And that was for a name change?
That was for just changing my first name. That's what I had to go through. So this young woman came over. Her name was Lee, and she spent probably 15 minutes with me walking through everything. She couldn't do it herself, but she told me how to do it all. And I got done, and I said, I need to buy you a couple of coffees. Is that okay? And she was like, sure.
That's very nice of you.
I gave her some cash, and I was like, she didn't have to do that. That's really nice.
That's really nice.
So
yeah, I just got my last name changed. I just got married, and so I didn't have to do all of that.
It's
but
different.
It's different, probably.
I can't speak to experience because I've never done it before, but I think when you get married, I think it's a different process.
Oh, gotcha.
This is more, there were like six pages I had to fill. I had to go get something notarized beforehand. Yep. They got to go. Yeah, it's crazy.
He changed his first name to Herbie, though. What do you think about that?
I love it, Herbie. We just watched that.
Oh, the love bug?
You'll be perfect.
It's Herbie Testa. It's going to be Herbie and Jeremy in the morning. You cool with that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I love it.
All right, good. Yeah. Good choice, John. Dom. Thank you. Jom.
Good choice, Herbie. Oh, my God. What else is going on in your world, Melissa? Anything you need to share with us before we go?
No.
Say yes. Oh, okay.
No.
Yes,
sure.
Did
you? You said you just got married. How long ago did you get married?
It was actually October. So kind of a cool story. Okay. I've known this guy since I was 19. I'm now 37, and we've been married before. We were actually in the Marines together, and out in Miramar, San Diego.
Wait a minute! So I got to interrupt. I have to interrupt. Did you, when you say we were married before, to each other or to different people?
No, to different people. To different people.
Okay.
Go ahead. Continue.
I was 19 and getting married, and then got divorced at 24. But we've always, like, him and I have been friends since I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we've been friends, and dating scene sucks. And then we were just buddies, and then all of a sudden it changed, and we started dating, and it all
smooched
happened really fast.
Come on now, hold on.
I got to interrupt again. Who made the first move, and be honest?
He actually did.
Because
I was like, all my girlfriends were like, why don't you date him? I said, no, we're not like that. We're just buddies. We're good friends. I'm not going to ruin that.
What was the move then? Say something, or did he just like lean in for a kiss? What was it?
No, he actually invited me out on an official date. Not hanging out, not anything else. We did a date.
Which was what? What'd you do?
That night he kissed me. Went out to dinner.
Okay.
Nice and simple. And then he kissed you.
Yeah, he kissed me, and I was like, ooh.
Ooh. I like these lips.
This is good.
This is
You liked good. It. Okay, so you were good. You didn't, like, push him away and say, hey, we're just friends. You didn't do that, right?
No, I did not.
Where were you when he kissed you? Were you in the restaurant, in the car, at your house? Where were you?
In my driveway. He just dropped me off at home.
And you were standing in your driveway or sitting in the car?
Yep. Standing.
Standing in the driveway.
Perfect. Romantic.
I kind of like that.
It's beautiful.
What's his first name?
Brandon.
Brandon.
Yeah. Brandon. You two were fated to be together,
Melissa.
This
is going to last forever.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ended up getting pregnant. We got married. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been phenomenal.
Now, did you guys do that in the driveway too?
No.
Okay. It was like an all for one.
It's like, wow. Neighbors were like, what the hell is going on?
He's like, you know, hey, we got the kiss out of the way. We might as well keep going.
That's a great story. All right. Okay.
I'm trying to make a driveway joke, but I feel like that would be rude.
It just happened.
I'm going to let it go. Put it in drive, that kind of thing. I don't know. Stick shift kind of thing. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, I have a really bad joke about a stick shift. But
no, let's not.
Let's not.
That's
dangerous territory.
You could not be more charming, Melissa. Thank you for being on the show, and we hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Bye, Melissa.
Bye.
Bye.
Now you know why we do this. Now you know why we keep going, so we can get stories. Here's Clint. What are you doing, Clint?
Good morning, guys. I'm pulling up in front of work.
Are you?
Do you need to run in, or can you just sit here in the car and talk to us?
I'm actually like 30 minutes early, so I got plenty of time.
Whoa.
Oh, great.
Wow. So what do you do, buddy?
We'll see if we can keep you for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No, you're fine. I had a 14-hour day yesterday, so I got plenty. I'm good sitting in the car for a minute before diving into it all. So,
dang.
But I'm a hotel manager.
Oh, okay.
Have we talked to you before?
Yeah, quite a few times. Last time we talked about it when I was just starting, and you haven't called me to come stay at us.
Fancy hotel with the cool rooftop bar, if I recall. Right?
Yeah, we have a rooftop. It's a fourth floor terrace bar, so it's not on the roof.
That's what it is.
On the fourth floor, it looks over Broadway.
It's the place to be seen, Dom.
And I do want to stay there, but the problem is when I come back to town, I like to stay right next to the radio station so I can just walk there so I don't have to get in the car and drive. It's much simpler. So
we've got a free shuttle, so we'd be happy to take you.
We have a free shuttle, Dom. Free shuttle.
4 o'clock in the morning, free shuttle. It's like, oh, it's that guy again. He wants a 4 a.m. shuttle, jerk.
We'll make an exception. You're special.
So are things going well there? You still liking the gig?
I am. I'm absolutely in love with it. I enjoy the job, and it's quite the shift from what I was doing before. So it's been quite the adventure, and no regrets.
No regrets.
Good for you.
Good, man.
If we had a sports team named the Denver Rats, would you wear their gear?
Only if everybody had to wear, like, rat tails.
I love that. Yes, that could be a thing. They could sell, instead of selling, like, foam fingers, you could sell foam rat tails.
See?
Yeah, or rattlers. Get it?
See? I'm telling you, there's a marketing. And the thing is, that gear would sell all over the country because it would be unique.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'd be unique, but also, like, embarrassing at the same time. So it depends on which way you want to go with that.
And, like, giant front teeth that you could clip in at the games. So you'd have these giant rat teeth.
Let's not push it too far, okay? We don't want to look like fools. We just want to act
We got to stop at the fake tail is what we need to do, Clint.
Yes.
We don't want to go too far. Like fools. We don't want to look like idiots now with teeth in.
This has got to be respectable if we're
going to
be the rats, okay?
You know, the arena where we play or whatever could be the rat trap.
Love it.
See?
Go ahead.
That's like it could turn into like a kid's game too, like something that those toy makers make. It could be like the rat stadium. Yeah.
Had another idea. You know when the players come out and they introduce the players, you could have this big wall with that little hole in it, like you see cartoons where the mouse comes out, and they come running out of that little hole in that little wall.
I got one more. You go to concessions to get your nachos, and the container is shaped like a little dumpster.
Wow.
That your nachos are in.
There you go.
We got millions of ideas here, Clint, and no one will listen to
this
them.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I'm happy to listen. I'm creative. Let's do this. I'm plenty happy to help market this.
It'll be a pickleball team or something. We'll start small.
Yeah, there you go. Clint, we got to run. Go have a great day, my friend.
Volleyball team.
There you go. All right, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
You bet, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks.
Okay, we appreciate. Yeah, we got to run. We're running up against time. Taryn, what are you up to today?
What am I? What?
Huh?
Yeah.
You're tearing
exactly.
up my heart.
I was waiting for my turn, so I was like, what? What'd you say?
What do you think of Denver Rats? Are you on board or not?
No, not really.
Okay, you're fine.
Just being like a rat.
You like pretty animals.
Okay. Cute. How about the Denver unicorns?
No, I mean,
do you want
I
that?
Like
or?
Like we had our cutthroats, our like non-professional hockey team, and that was cool. It was fun.
All right, but not
cutthroats
no
is
rats.
Good.
Yeah.
Shoot my no idea rats. Down. What's going on in your world today? Anything fun?
Oh no, not really. I have work tonight. Yay.
What do you do?
I work in healthcare. I'm a CNA over at Porter Hospital.
That's good. We need you folks.
Oh, I've been to Porter a few times. Yeah. Good people over there.
So you do the night shift, huh?
Yep.
So you probably see some
spine and orthopedics, so it's just a lot of pain.
Oh. That's horrible.
You ever pocket any of the pills or anything?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, just ask.
Yeah, there's a machine that also keeps track of that, and I'm a CNA, so I don't get a pocket stove anyway. Yeah, yeah.
No, you would, don't do that. That's not good.
Because the next question after have you ever done that is, will you do that, please?
No.
I guess
have you stolen anything? Have you ever stole anything from the hospital, like a bedpan or something?
Just like some supplies, like if my family needed stuff.
Some Kleenex then, huh?
Duct stuff, you know, like when my brother had a new baby, and you know, you just, it's easy diaper changes.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Taryn, you didn't get to play the game today, but we really appreciate you listening and thank you for calling. Have a fun day, okay?
You too. Yeah, this weekend hopefully will be a nice weekend. I'm going up to Colorado Springs.
Yes, in fact, I saw that it's going to be, I think, 70s this weekend.
Wouldn't it be down to Colorado Springs?
It is down to Colorado Springs.
Yeah, it's all right.
Don't worry about it.
Higher elevation? I don't know.
Maybe you're calling from New Mexico. I don't know.
Oh, she brings up a good point. It is higher elevation.
There is that. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
You both win.
Hooray.
Taryn, be well. Thank you for being on the show.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much.